and breathe. Have you ever seen anything like it? Well, you have, because obviously you played a few times before. That is why it's called the African El Clasico. It doesn't matter, even if it's a friendly. It's never a friendly. It's more than a friendly. Just ask Mohamed Hani after about 25 minutes. Bang. Thank you and good night. So much to talk about from an extraordinary game of football, from both the match itself and the Algerian team. Is there still more questions than answers to be had following this fixture? I genuinely don't know where to start with this game. So many emotions riding through this game. Your typical Algeria game, your late drama, your VAR, your referee madness, shambolic decisions and all of that sort of good stuff. But where do we start? Well, let's start with the starting lineup. It's in Abu Dhabi. You expect it to be... It's more of an Egypt home game. The crowd were with Egypt. You expect that in the UAE. In Abu Dhabi, like I say, it was very much like a away game for Algeria, but just there was quite a few Algerian fans at this away game. But I did like the way a lot of the crowd came together, a lot of Egyptian and Algerian flags together, people sitting together, Muslim Brotherhood, all of that good stuff. Now, Mandrea started in goal. He was really good. I mean, really good. That first half, he made a terrific save from Trezeguet. And the second half, he makes a really crucial stop when it's 1-0 late on. And El Shenawy makes three really good saves. Egypt's counter, and this is just before Algeria equalise. It's Mo Salah against Mandrea, and Mandrea denies Mo Salah. He's just denied one of the best wingers in the world. So that is now Mane and Salah that Mandrea has stopped from scoring over the past couple of months, which is really going to do Mandrea's confidence the world of good. Apart from that chance and a few dribbling acts, I thought we did quite well with Mo Salah. I think we frustrated him. A few times he wanted to dribble the ball all the way back to El Shenawy and come back with it again, just to prove a point that he couldn't be tackled. But as far as I'm concerned, Salah was missing last seen Christmas Eve. So there we go. That back four is as good as it gets. Obviously, Rayan Ait Nouri was missing, so Touba filled in once again at left back. Ben Sebaini was preferred to still be at centre back, despite the absence of Rayan Ait Nouri again. Tells you everything you need to know. Now, Youssef Artan has been under all sorts of pressure, accusations of anti-Semitism with his posts in favour of the Palestinian people. I don't think Artan has done anything wrong, but I do think mentally his head wasn't in this game. His head wasn't in the right headspace. I'm not saying he's in the wrong. I think he's done nothing wrong off the pitch, but I'm saying it's affected him. He left the training session early yesterday. So there was some sloppy errors from Youssef Artal in that game that you don't expect from Youssef Artal. He dived and thought he had a penalty. And instead, he got a yellow card for diving, which I think was one of the right decisions the referee got. And you don't usually see Youssef Artal do that. He's such a good dribbler. He doesn't need to dive. And in a game where there is VAR, that only works for Egypt, apparently, you don't dive, Youssef. So I think it was a bold call to start him, but it just shows he really didn't want to use Lucif. I suppose he could have played Van den Kerk off there, but he really didn't want to use Lucif. Mandy seems to always be the guy that will have the most touches of the football. He's a ball-playing centre-back, and I just think I want to see more defensive work from him. Ben Sebaini is the guy that does the defensive work, and goodness me, he made an unbelievable goal line clearance, and that would have put the game to bed. That was an unreal clearance from Ben Sebaini for me. It's as good as a goal, essentially. But one thing I would say about Rami is that he's got to calm down. I think he'd be a great future captain, by the way, when Mahrez's time has been and gone. I think Ben Sebaini, you know, physical, great journeyman story from Constantine, playing for Dortmund now, good leadership. But he's got to calm down. You saw it against Sweden last year. He's not really learned from the Sweden game, has he? Because the guy is literally a headless chicken. He is sliding all over the shop. And we need to eradicate that. Because this guy, this is friendlies. When it gets to competitive football and the referees are more strict and it's not a friendly anymore. And yes, there was loads of bookings in this game. It just shows how much of a fierce rivalry there is in this Clasico. Ben Sebaini, first half could have easily got two yellows and gone. I think he ended the game on one yellow card, but we've seen it against Sweden. It just froze the game. So he's got to calm down, because he's a big player for us, and that is a big position to fill if he was to miss a game. Zarouki and Fuguli in there. I actually think Zarouki played very well. I actually think Zarouki was really good for Algeria, and I think he's getting there. He's getting there. Interceptions. And I think the good thing about having Zarouki there today was that he had Fuguli with him. And that's a guy who's been there and done it. That's a guy, cool, calm, assured shoulders. Zarouki's confidence is sky high. He's played in the Champions League. He's won in the Champions League. Scored against Cape Verde. I thought he was really good today. Bit of a close call between him and Ben Sabani for man of the match for me. And Fuguli is what you get, isn't it? I mean, I think Sofyan Fuguli has come from absolutely nowhere and booked his place on the plane. I think you have to take Fuguli for that defensive midfield position. I know, and naturally you can tell his first instinct is to get forward. I think Belmadi's got to tell him to stay back sometimes. He's a class act, a class above the rest. And again, a very attacking lineup. He went for Shaibi. Again, you can't play Shaibi and Awa. It's far too attacking, unless you're chasing the game. And for the first time ever, and maybe for the last time ever, a front three of Algeria with Benrahma, Guiri and Mahrez. And I have to say, Guiri barely touched the ball. Now, he had a bad game. He's obviously played two games, started both, not scored. I'm not saying the bad game was Amin Guiri's fault, but he hardly touched the ball. And we didn't really get the ball to him. And he's a guy playing European football. He's got two centre-halves there. He's got the likes of Abdelmanem on his case, big time. And it was a bit of a wake-up call, welcome to African football, for Amin Guiri for me, which I suppose is the fair thing to do because he needs to be bedded in quite quickly. There's not many games left until the tournament. There's two games in November and that's pretty much it until the squad is named. So, Egypt 1, Algeria 1. Was that a fair result? I think Algeria deserved to win the game. I think Algeria should have won the game, considering we were playing against 10 men for about 60 minutes. But let's remember, they had the ref as well. So it was pretty much 11v11 for the entirety of that game. Really good start. Now, I actually think the game was better before the red. Fuguli had two shots at the beginning. Mo Salah hits the crossbar. You know, the Mandrea save from Trezeguet. And then about 25 minutes, it's a moment of madness from Mohamed Hani. I mean, the guy's going to be suspended now as well. That's got to be a free game ban. What the hell is he doing? Fly kicking Touba. He was more acrobatic and athletic and karate style than and physical than the Dylan Danis against Logan Paul. It was ridiculous. Absolutely absurd. He was always going to go, I just don't know why it took so long. The referee saw it straight away. Straight red. We're done. Why are we faffing about 5-10 minutes to check the VAR? You check it if it's a clear and obvious error. It's a clear red. I mean, you can get 2 months for that inside. It was ridiculous. And then Touba's involved again because, you know, Egypt sacrifice Zizou, they bring on Omar Okamau, and then you're thinking Algeria probably going to go on and win, but we're not going to learn too much about the team because we're playing 10 men. It's like the Sweden game. We didn't really learn anything because Ben Sabani got sent off a few months ago. Touba has a shot from a corner. It's clearly hit a hand. I mean, how the hell has A, the ref not seen it? I mean, I saw it and I'm in London. That's in Abu Dhabi. And B, you know, Algeria players are screaming. I'm telling the TV lad, you got to kick, if you want that checked, you got to kick the ball out. I don't know why we waited 2 minutes to kick it out. Didn't even go to the VAR. And when they did look at it, check complete, no pen. It's a handball stopping the ball going in. If anything, it's a handball and it's another red. That is ridiculous. That was a clear pen. And I've got to say, the referee, he gave the red and we're thinking this is a fair game. And then it just went downhill. Second half. Youssef Artal, one of the better things he did, he whips in a ball for Farish Shaibi. It was literally a carbon copy of the goal we scored against Senegal. Shaibi heads it. It's Shaibi again, heading it in, nodding it in. Flag goes up. VAR check. Now, the way they drew the lines would dictate that he's offside. I think it's a very close call. And just because there's lines, doesn't mean you've got to trust the lines. Why they drew the line to the Egyptian player, it's not used the top of his arm, it's used his chest. It's almost as if they've tried to make Shaibi look onside. To the naked eye, and in real play, live, it looks onside. It's a very harsh offside call for me. And the worst thing was, a minute later, Egypt scored a header quite similar through Fati with with the offside not being given, because Mandy actually does play the goal onside. I think it's the first header. Remember, there's one nod on first, and then it's the second header, which Mandy does actually play onside. So I've got no issues with the Egypt goal. And then, you know, we're thinking, right, we're losing to 10 men. Aouar on, Larousse on. And then, what the hell is Benrahma doing? Now, of course, we had all that penalty drama and he didn't get to take it. He's frustrated, he didn't get to take it. He's putting the brave face on. He's getting the start. He obviously doesn't want to come off. He's thinking, I'm playing against 10 men and we're losing. This is my real chance to shine and show what I can do. And Belmadi hauls him off. Now, let me tell you now, if that's David Moyes, Benrahma's never going to play for West Ham again. How on earth, and I'm completely with Belmadi on this, as dramatic as you think it is, he didn't even acknowledge Jamel Belmadi. Now, it's all well and good fuming to be subbed off. In fact, that's the natural reaction. You don't want to come off. No one wants to come off. But you don't not look at the manager and not shake his hand. So it was a little bit like Tuchel and Conte. Remember that one a couple of years ago? He sort of pulls him back. Bloody shirt tug. It was like a scene in EastEnders. It was like Phil and Alfie. Honestly, unbelievable. I think you are not going to see Benrahma for a while. Unless something dramatic changes or there's injuries. I cannot see side Benrahma going to AFCON now. I think it's been a complete disaster with the pen and that. I think he's done. And you're thinking about who's going to come in his place. You've got the likes of Amora that was harshly subbed. But I think the whole point with Amora, and obviously Slimani comes on and scores late on, the whole point is we know Amora's good. We know his class. We know we're going to take him. It's not about dropping him. But you don't know that necessarily about Saeed. That is ridiculous. I don't care what level, who you are. Messi, Ronaldo did that. You'd be ashamed. What the hell is he doing? No player is bigger than the national team. Benny, I'm disappointed in you, son. I don't know what he was doing. Was there a gan on? And then it was just a bit bitty. Egypt, the dark arts, the Atletico of Africa, aren't they? The Simeone. They've got Rui Vitória. They've got one of the best gaffers in the continent. He knows all about the dark arts. And I think that's actually his first draw as Egypt manager, I think. But El Shenawy going down every 5 minutes. Goodness me. As you know, you've got to get bookings for time, mate, and that sort of thing. It's ridiculous. Unbelievable, really. But Algeria put the pressure on. We had three shots. El Shenawy, I've said for a while, I think he's one of the best, if not the best, goalkeepers on the continent. Good saves. And then you expect Algeria's keeper to do it. Mandrea does it from Salah. And then we get the breakthrough. It just went mental, didn't it? And Slimani, of all people, has got there again. El Shenawy kept it out. It did cross the line. Mahrez put it in just in case. So either way, we would have had the goal. It's Slimani's goal. And after all the stick he's got, he just popped up again. He's got the equaliser. He's got another stat padded for his record for the Algerian all-time top scorer. Slimani's come out of this quite well because he scored in both games, Cape Verde and this. Obviously, Benrahma's had the tussle with a manager. Slimani's been dropped, come on and scored. I think you're going to see Big Slim's going to go. Even if he didn't play a single minute, I think Big Slim's going to the tournament. And I think that is unreal. He's played his way into the squad. He didn't want to go to the Middle East, to Saudi, to Qatar. He went to Brazil. He wants to play at a top level. And you know what? You've got to take your hat off to him, literally, and say fair play. So what a game. That's what you get. And we're just talking about a friendly. Bloody hell. What's going to happen when it's the big time? Because the big time is less than 3 months away. And soon we're going to be looking at the AFCON schedule because we know the order of the games Algeria have. So let me know your thoughts in the comments down below. Should Algeria have broken down 10-man Egypt better? Remember, we've played both AFCON finalists from the last tournament. We beat Senegal away, Egypt away we drew, remained unscathed against both. Still unbeaten against African opposition in 90 minutes since the last Africa Cup of Nations, because obviously the Cameroon game was after extra time.